Welcome to the Royal Palace of Aranjuez. If you arrive in late spring or early summer, the first thing that hits you is the smell. Strawberries, river water, and clipped boxwood, all warm in the Madrid sun. This is not by accident. For 300 years, this riverside town in the Tagus Valley was where Spain's Bourbon kings escaped the dust and heat of court life in Madrid. They came in April and they stayed until June. And while they were here, they ate strawberries. They ate so many strawberries that when the railway from Madrid opened in 1851, only the third line in the whole of Spain, people simply called it the strawberry train. They still call it that today, and you can still ride a restored version on summer Saturdays. Vintage carriages, costumed crew, strawberries served in paper cups. But the palace itself is older than the train. Much older. The site began as a hunting lodge for the Grand Master of the Order of Santiago in the 15th century. Philip II inherited it in 1561 and turned it into a royal residence, but the building you see today was largely shaped under Philip V and then Ferdinand VI in the 18th century. The two side wings, the ones that give the courtyard its long, embracing arms, were added by Charles III. He brought in Sabatini, who had built Madrid's royal palace, and the great Juan de Villanueva, who designed the Prado. The result is a building that feels neither Italian nor French, nor purely Spanish. It feels Bourbon, which is to say, it feels confident. Step inside and look up. The ceilings of the staterooms are why people stand still and forget to move on. There is a smoking room done entirely in the Moorish Revival style. Every inch of wall and ceiling covered in stucco arabesques, modeled on the Alhambra in Granada. There is a porcelain cabinet where the walls themselves are made of porcelain. Every surface a delicate plaque of green and white and gold, hand-painted at the Royal Porcelain Factory of Buen Retiro. There is the throne room with its red velvet and its painted ceiling of Charles III's virtues. And there is the Queen's dressing room, where, according to court legend, a French dressmaker once arranged the gowns of two queens at the same time without either of them seeing the other. When you walk back out, do not rush to leave. The gardens are the reason the palace exists. The Bourbon kings, taking their cue from Versailles, treated the gardens as outdoor rooms. The Jardín de la Isla, the older garden, sits on an island in the Tagus and is shaded by trees brought back from the new colonies in America and Asia. It became Europe's most important collection of trees from those continents. Walk the long avenue. Listen for the fountains. Each one tells a Greek myth. There is Apollo. There is Hercules. There is Diana surprised at her bath. Then cross over to the Jardín del Príncipe, the prince's garden, 250 acres of woods and water along the river. You could lose an afternoon in here easily. A small insider tip from us. The Royal Theatre of Carlos III sits about 10 minutes' walk from the palace on the Calle del Príncipe. It is one of the oldest court theatres in Europe still in use, and on most days you can step inside and see the original boxes, the painted curtain, the small orchestra pit where Boccherini once conducted. Most visitors miss it entirely. Don't. One last thing. If the name Aranjuez sounds familiar even though you have never been, it is probably because of the Concierto de Aranjuez, composed by Joaquin Rodrigo in 1939. The slow movement, the one with the solo guitar that seems to be quietly weeping, was inspired by the silence of these gardens after the king's court had gone home. When you walk through the empty avenues at dusk, you understand exactly what he meant. Enjoy your visit.